Starting a podcast is something that may conjure the feeling of confusion and weariness, because when you think of starting a podcast, you immediately begin to think of all the things that you are going to need to start that podcast. Like, for instance, a microphone, a computer, a plan, how to distribute your podcast to the different places where people can get podcasts so that they actually hear your podcast. And you don't even know what those things perhaps may be, which may leave you feeling uninterested. Well, it's actually very easy to get a podcast started, and I'm here to help you and tell you how to get that done. And starting a podcast today is one of the most important steps you can take towards creating valuable information for your customers, followers, or prospects, in addition to building great communities. I'm currently using this app called Anchor to create my podcasts. In fact, it's just a simple application that I download to my phone or iPad, and I can immediately start creating podcasts like what you are listening to right now. Anchor takes care of the syndication, the distribution on Spotify, on iTunes, all of that. It takes care of all of that. And that's one of the most difficult things and challenging things that I encountered in the past when I tried to get a podcast started. It's not so much that it's hard, but it's just all the steps that I need to take to sign up here, to sign up there, to locate this, to locate that. Anchor takes care of all of that. Today, we have the ability to distribute our messages efficiently through the various and numerous social media channels out there. We can combine our information, organize them, and direct it towards a targeted group. And now, with the ability to create podcasts combined with video and add the distribution mechanism that we have with social media, being able to reach prospective customers, your followers, or prospects is easier than ever. Anchor is one of the only apps I've encountered that takes care of A to Z and all that's required when creating a podcast. And one of the most important things that you want to do with a podcast, with anything that you actually do, whether it's just talking, is to find a way to make sure that it reaches people. So the most difficult part with podcasts is really signing up for these various points of distribution. And it's great that Anchor takes care of that. Furthermore, the application is available for mobile applications and your tablets. Beyond that, beyond the ability to create a podcast, Anchor allows you to also edit your podcast and add music overlays and even create video podcasts through its speech transcribing feature. It is quite a nice setup, a very, very nice setup. With marketing, we focus on building relationships with our customers and with our future customers. And in order to do that, we need to communicate. And communication in the past has been difficult. In the past, we were able to send mail through the postal system, and then the internet became available, and then we were able to send email. And it's only recently that we started utilizing email most effectively by marketing with email marketing. It's only recently that we have begun to understand the value of communicating with our prospects and current customers and being consistent towards that end. Now, the rudimentary fact is this, that when we communicate and keep a line of communication open with our current customers, it increases the likelihood that when they decide to make a transaction, that transaction is with us. It's a process of building real estate in and on our customers' minds. The ability for podcasts to be that medium by which you can deliver your message, deliver your culture, and inform customers of sales, promotions, or other services informative that you want to make known is truly innovative and something that every single business person, preacher, whoever, should adopt and use. You have no doubt seen some of the larger companies and perhaps medium-sized companies start to utilize podcasts to interview their employees or to detail an interaction with the customer or detail some feature or function of their product. For instance, they might have a question and answer. The whole purpose of this is to build a closer relationship with the public because you and I feel closer to a brand or to the company when we hear these things and when we are exposed to these activities. And it increases the likelihood that when we do business, when we do business with that company, when we need a service that pertains to whatever it is that they provide, it increases the likelihood that we're going to do it with them because we've been exposed to them in various ways at different points. Furthermore, with a podcast, you can start to communicate valuable information that your customers actually need. Imagine if you were a lawn care operator with a podcast. You can start to communicate ways to prevent issues with your customers' lawns. You can start to communicate ways to ensure that your customers' trees are healthy, and you can communicate more and more valuable information. Those who need that information will find you. Currently, there's no lawn care company doing podcasts. However, if one started to do a podcast about the things that I've just mentioned, in no time they would be a brand to reckon with. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Simply, you should start a podcast. You have no excuses. I thought I had an excuse in the past, but now I don't. With Anchor, I started immediately when this app became available, when it was actually something else, before they pivoted to podcasts. But I enjoyed it. Back then, it was simply sort of like a Twitter for with voice. And when they pivoted over to the whole podcast product, I was ecstatic. It was a great, great pivot for me because it made podcasts something that I can easily create. You can now start a podcast and have your podcasts syndicated throughout the major distribution networks for podcasts. So get started. iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all free of charge. You can have your message, your voice, your talking on these platforms. If you own a business, if you talk to people, if you engage people, if you have a brand, if you have a product, and are serious about branding, promoting, and driving and creating more interest in what you offer, then you should start a podcast. That's it.